This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on finding the line on benefits and drawing the line on rubbish. When it came time for the Leith Acorn Branch Chair to report on the accomplishments of the first 5 months of the campaigns in Scotland, the conversation among the leadership went from speculative and quizzical to animated and excited. As much as the big issues of lease security and rent management engaged everyone in the room, campaigning was one thing and winning was another altogether. And in Leith, of the three objectives set in the first big meeting when rubbish collection issues were voted as the primary issue, there were already solid victories on two of the three, and they were heavily engaged in putting pressure on the football stadium to surrender on that one as well. The language might be a little different in Scotland than the United Kingdom, but the issues and process are familiar to every community organizer who's ever worked the street. First on the list was how to get the council to resolve the issue of uplift. Uplift was a euphemism for heavy household trash, which in the cutback of city services was now fee-based rather than part of any kind of regular collection. No one in Leith, or much of anywhere else, was going to burn up their cell phone bins calling for a pickup of an old mattress for £20 or whatever might be left when they moved from one flat to another. The landlord was also going to keep his hands in his pocket for sure. The result, of course, was a deteriorating neighborhood with trash in the alleys out back, thrown into construction skips and whatever else, including streets and parks. Putting the pressure on with such a series of actions, the council agreed in January to start an experimental program of regular uplift on an every month basis, sort of a rubbish amnesty, if you will. Perhaps more easily, Leith Acorn also wanted an increased number of receptacles for glass recycling to be dotted about the community, since glass was not part of regular trash pickup anymore. Bam and bam. Third on the list, and the hardest nut to crack, were the meetings the leaders and members were now having with the management of the football team, the stadium lies fat in the community, which also means that the detritus of every game also lies there in raging neighbors. Leith Acorn wants the team and the stadium to buy an additional street sweeper to solve the problem. If they know what's good for them, they might as well shake hands and throw in the towel now, because they're going to lose this one sooner or later. It's not a problem that goes away. It was interesting to hear the exchange between the Edinburgh Acorn team and Tom Scott, who's putting together the pieces on the first group to form Acorn Newcastle, as they talked about, yes, what else, rubbish, which is also what he's been working on in recent months. What were the handles in England? Which of these situations would be devolved in Scotland? All these were questions. Tom was also all over what we call citizen wealth issues when looking for benefit allowances that were discretionary, not well known or advertised, and sitting there waiting for the kind of maximum eligible participation campaigns we've done in North America and with our membership service centers. One program Scott raised was along the lines of the U.S. LIHEAP provision for utility support for low-income families facing harsh winters or summer. The program in the U.S. is not an entitlement, but discretionary on a first-come, first-served basis. In England, it's also driven by an application process for £140 a year with another emergency allowance and another program. Surprisingly, the program is administered by individual utility providers and only mandatory for the big ones, while being picks and chooses for the smaller outfits with no clear standards about what the Newcastle research had found. There's many a campaign waiting to be done from the brief discussions we had and on-the-spot confirmation on government websites. There's gold in them there hills for lower-income families, and many victories to be won by Acorn groups in the UK. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.